Hello, this is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com, and today my guest is Glenn Kenreich, who is an Alexander Technique teacher in New York City in Manhattan. And welcome to the show, Glenn.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I want to begin by asking you how you became interested in the Alexander Technique.
When I was in my early 30s, I was experiencing a lot of back and neck pain. And, you know, I didn't know what was causing it, but, you know, both my mother and father had had back surgery, and I'd had a football injury in high school, and I'd had a car accident. And so I thought, you know, it's the result of injuries or something hereditary. So I didn't really know what to do about this pain, but I concentrated on getting regular treatment with deep muscle massage and chiropractic, and that all worked to a degree, but it still kept coming back, and I didn't know what to do. My girlfriend, who is now my wife, Cynthia Reynolds, she's a professional dancer, and she had taken lessons in the Alexander Technique with Barrett Arkaya, and she got, you know, she just raved about it, and she said it helped her dancing, and it helped, you know, how she used her body and while she danced and moved. And I thought that was pretty interesting, but she wanted me to get a lesson, but I really didn't know why or how it would help me, because I was a professional trombone player and, you know, I had really, you know, pretty lousy posture. But, so she made the appointment for me. You know, I was still pretty skeptical, and I went to see Barrett, and Barrett convinced me that it wasn't all my history that was causing my pain or the muscle spasms, that it was really what I was doing in the moment. And she would show me how back and down my head was and how my posture was just way out of alignment. My pelvis was way forward. I was kind of dropping down in my upper back. So it made sense to me, but I didn't know how it was possible to change, you know, the way I was. You know, I thought I was the way I was, and that was it. But she said, try these lessons, and you'll see what, you know, you'll see improvement. And I did, and it was amazing. And then I thought, how could this something so amazing as the Alexander Technique be so really unknown to the general public? So anyway, I've been kind of a proponent of the Alexander Technique for many years. And then my wife became an Alexander teacher, which I was pretty excited about, because it's great to have someone at home who can work on you if you start to develop a problem. And
right.
And then something happened in my life where I was at a time to change a career, and I said, well, Alexander Technique is what I believe in most of all the things that I've tried and been, you know, come in contact with. So I'd like to try being an Alexander teacher. And it was really been a wonderful thing for me. You know, I just know the technique has been, you know, so beneficial for me.
So you really came to it out of a personal experience of the technique helping you pretty dramatically, it sounds like.
Pretty dramatically, yeah.
Yeah. You know. And from the point of view of someone listening to this who might be considering taking lessons with you, what would a potential student, what would happen during a lesson with you? Could you say just a few words about that?
Well, anything in, you know, if someone's coming to me when they're in pain or even not in pain, it's a very gentle experience. Mostly, students try to do what I'm asking them to do, and I really have to stress not doing and releasing. And if I want you to sit into the chair, I want you to be very gentle with yourself. And or if I want you to get up out of the chair, I want to guide you, and just try to get away from the habits that might be harming you. Mm-hmm. So everything is to avoid pain, to stay away from overworking, and to learn more about your body and how to release even inactivity.
And in your own teaching practice, and you teach in Manhattan in New York City, do you have any areas of specialization in terms of teaching, or do your students come from a wide variety variety of backgrounds?
Well, I like to think of myself as being kind of a specialist for musicians because I was a musician and I understand their needs. Mm-hmm. But I work with everybody, and I'm about 60 years old, and I'm thinking about, you know, the rest of my life and how to stay healthy. And I'm certainly relate to people who come to me who are mature, who are just looking to have a better life and be able to move better and to have better posture. You know, I'll work with people like that, but I work with people of all ages and just about willing to try someone who has a particular problem with pain or, you know, just about anybody. You know, I can talk to someone and find out whether it's going to work for me.
Mm-hmm. And from the point of view of a potential student who's hearing about your experience with the Alexander technique, what would be your answer to the question, why Alexander technique, why not some other modality? There are, as I'm sure you know, lots of other somatic processes out there, and of course there are things like chiropractic and physical therapy and so on and so forth. What in your view makes the Alexander technique a particularly good choice for people?
Well, I support people going to chiropractic and take physical therapy, and definitely all traditional medicines. You need to get correct diagnoses and get proper treatment. But I'm not someone who treats people, but what I help you do is prevent recurrences of maybe something that you're doing that causes back pain. You know, most back pain isn't hereditary. It's something that how we do from our lifestyle. So I look at lifestyle things. It's the Alexander technique isn't for everyone. It's for people who are willing to look at a different way of approaching their, if they have a condition, different way of approaching a condition. But by all means, I recommend going through traditional things, but you know, the Alexander technique works in kind of a mysterious way where once you stop this excess tension, that things start to happen in an easier way, and it like for me it was life changing.
And how long typically would it take a student to be able to judge whether this was the right path for them, in your experience?
Well, you need to give it, say, 5 or 6 lessons, I would say, to know for sure that it's not working. You know, if you have some specific goal in mind, but you know, people keep coming back because they get some benefit or release. But it's really a lesson where you're learning how to take care of yourself. That's the important thing. Is it's something that you can do for yourself. So few lessons for some people, more lessons for other people. A lot of it has to do with your awareness of your body. And so one of the things I focus on is body awareness and, you know, kind of body mapping of where things are in space, or what your concept of, like where your shoulder is and how your shoulder connects to your torso if you have any shoulder pain.
Mm-hmm. So actually learning on yourself where things are, not academic anatomy or anatomy at a distance, but very practical knowledge of where joints in your body are, or relationships within your body, that kind of thing, right?
That's correct. Alexander said that anatomists had the worst possible posture.
Yes, he did. He did. Because most anatomists, just like most doctors, are used to thinking about anatomy as out there rather than what's going on in their own physical mechanism. Yeah.
That's correct. So that's the mind-body connection that we work on.
Okay.
The separateness.
Is there anything else you'd like to touch on today that I haven't covered?
Well, I'd like people to come to my website and have some photos of me working, and I have some information there that's of a scientific nature, of some studies that have tell, you know, what the possibilities for the Alexander technique are.
So why don't we end with giving your website address and as a way to get hold of you. Glenn's site is at alexandertechnique.com/, and then it's spelled GLENNKENREICH. So I'll just repeat that one more time, alexandertechnique.com, and that's all one word, and then / GLENNKENREICH. And Glenn teaches in Manhattan, and check out his site, and if this appeals to you, give him a call and book a lesson. So, Glenn, thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure, Robert. Thank you.
And I'll just say goodbye. This is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com.